Tariffs and other trade issues were top of mind for cattle producers and other beef industry leaders attending the Cattle Industry Summer Business Meeting in San Diego. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Dan Hallstrom said despite an uncertain trade environment, producers remain upbeat about robust global demand for U.S. beef.
Here in San Diego, I think a very upbeat tone, obviously, with producer profits being a really good sign compared to a few years ago. Another thing that was talked about quite a bit this week was demand. Global demand, but not only global, but U.S. demand as well. We have the opportunity to present to the International Marketing Committee here, and this is one of the main points that we continue to strive and relay to them, that the demand around the world is growing, but it's not just the established markets. It's emerging markets like a Central American region, for example.
Aaron Bohr, USMEF Vice President for Economic Analysis, addressed the current trade impasse with China and other key policy issues with the International Trade Committee.
It was a great opportunity for us to be able to spend a little more time with the producers to help them understand the complicated nature of the China market and what we've been through since February, essentially, and the evolving access situation. And most importantly, to explain the value of that China market for the entire beef industry and explaining how U.S. beef was the big winner in the Phase One agreement with China. And the fact that China adds additional value to every animal we produce when we have that market, because not only are they buying $2 billion worth of U.S. beef, but they're competing for every Asia item that we produce off that animal, so that supports those prices. And the fact that we really need China to, again, abide by that Phase One agreement and be able to return to $150 to $165 per head that China does add to our industry.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harreth.